What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
1-0 pitch to Wood. Swinging a high fly ball, center field deep. Back goes Hilliard to the warning track at the wall. It's gone! James Wood does it! The long nightmare is over! Nats win it 4-3. He puts it on the batter's eye hill with a soaring, towering home run to straightaway center field. They're mobbing James Wood as he crosses the plate. His first career walk-off homer.
That was Dave Jagler, heard right here on 106.7 The Fan. You'll be heard by Bennett when you call 800-636-1067. You'll win two tickets to see Government Mule Friday, October 31st at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, visit WPGC.com/events. It's probably not right, is it? Probably 1067thefan.com/events?
Yeah, I would think that's correct.
Yeah. So here's what you're going to do for more information. 1067thefan.com/events. There you go. Whatever you put in front of him, he will read. Just go straight burgundy on that ass. There you go. Listen, you're welcome to go there too. It's our sister station, but go to the fan. Go to the fan. There you go. Grant Paulson's coming up in a couple minutes. Speaking of Grant, he's on the field. He's on the field right now. Chatting up players.
Yeah, there he is. We're watching MLB Network. I see him.
He's right behind, behind the second guy. Yep, there he is.
Yeah, there he is.
We'll have some Mackenzie Gore audio for you guys tomorrow. Grant caught up right on the field here in advance of the All-Star game. But moments ago, he caught up with a young slugger, superstar, in this home run derby, James Wood. Here he is with GP live from Truist Field.
I found James Wood on the field before the home run derby. You just got your BP round in. How did it feel?
Good. I'm ready to go. Yeah, just got to wait a little bit now. So,
was it an easy decision for you to participate? I'm sure baseball reached out. We saw the kind of the story that you were talking in the car with your sisters, and they're like, yeah, do it. And you're like, okay. I mean, what was the process like to decide to do it?
I don't know. It's always something I like wanting to be a part of. And, I mean, I think just decided like, now's a good time. So, I mean, just super excited for it. So, yeah, we'll see.
Have you thought about what tonight could just do for you in terms of your national recognition and stardom? The whole world's watching and you're in the cage all by yourself.
Not really, honestly. I mean, I'm going to go out there. It's going to be me and Ricky, and hopefully we can just have a good time and just hit some balls hard.
What is the mindset to kind of stay within yourself? We don't really ever see a whole lot of energy. Are you getting up? But like, how do you try not to make this a bigger deal than just taking some hacks?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it's already pretty packed right now, but I mean, just got to take it all in and just enjoy it.
Have you thought at all about just how crazy this year has been yet? Have you had a chance to pause? Only 22, an all-star in the Derby. It's all happening really fast.
Yeah, I mean, it's moving quick. But, I mean, I'm just trying to enjoy it every day. So, I mean, I'm just lucky to be in the spot I'm in, and I'm just trying to enjoy every bit of it.
Does Ricky often throw deeps to you, or are there different guys? Like, how'd you choose him?
Yeah, I mean, usually, like, when I'm hitting on the field, it's almost always Ricky, so.
So you obviously know the rules. You've watched the Derby for a long time. Is there any kind of refresher you've got to go over to see, all right, how do I get extra time, or how does it work? Like, what's your kind of thought going into the format and how that helps you or hurts you?
Not really. I just think, you know, it's 3 minutes. You just got to be able to just get through it and, just get hot, really. That's all it is.
Is McKenzie your towel and Gatorade guy? Who's going to help you out?
Yeah, he should be there. Hopefully he'll be there with all of that, so.
A couple of the New York Giants could be watching. Like, in addition to going, like, 4-13, they get to watch the home run derby.
Hey, we won't talk about Giants yet. We got a nice little off season, so looking forward to that.
Lastly, I know you got a lot of family and friends coming out. Who made the trip, and what are the next couple of days going to be like in terms of some family time?
Most of my immediate family's here, so, I mean, it's just busy, so, I mean, whatever we can get, so, whether that's just like a dinner here and there and all that, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're enjoying all of it too, so, looking forward to a good week.
Have a blast. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
That is Grant live on the field with the ebullient superstar, James.
I mean,
James
he
White.
Just sounds thrilled.
Yeah. James, you're in line for dental surgery. How do you feel? The same as that.
Waffle House.
Speaking of GP, I think we have to double check and confirm this, Tobes, but I believe this is David Ortiz's best buddy.
Yes.
Grant Paulson joins us live from Truist Park. Mr. Ortiz's friend, how are you, Jeeps?
Yeah, that's right. I need to get remarried now so I can have a new best man. My brothers will have to move to the side. Weirdest thing that's ever happened.
Are you Little Poppy?
I'm Little Poppy. So, look, I met him years ago. There's no chance he remembers it. He was managing in the Futures game at Nats Park, I believe, was the year. But one of the years, he managed in the Futures game.
Right.
And I did an interview with him for like 5 minutes before the game because I was on our broadcast or whatever. He was great. It was one of my favorite interviews I've done, but whatever. That was my time meeting David Ortiz. He clearly doesn't remember that A and B, thinks I'm someone else. I'm in the hallway walking out onto the field just outside of the dugout here at Truist Park. He comes over to me. It's him and Jeter and A-Rod and like that whole Fox crew are coming off the field. And Poppy, in Spanish, starts very excitedly talking to me, like raising his voice. And he comes over and he gives me like one of the big bro hug things. And he's like speaking Spanish to me. And I just froze. Like I didn't know. Like I wasn't expecting it.
Right.
I don't speak Spanish. And it was very quick. And he just kind of looked at me very excitedly with a big smile. And then he walked away to the point where multiple people came up to me right after and they're like, how do you know David Ortiz? And I was like, I watched him on TV a couple of times. You know what I mean? Like, it was so strange. But he was clearly of the belief that I'm someone that I am not.
Like, if you had to bet all your money, who do you think he thinks you are?
I've been racking my brain about this. Who is a fat, bearded gentleman who's 5'8"? I don't know. The only thing I could think is like maybe a clubby from like the Red Sox or something. Like,
yeah, maybe.
You know, maybe like someone who threw him BP once and they needed like a random lefty.
But it's in Spanish.
What if he's a big fan of DC Afternoon Drive?
That could be. Maybe we don't know it, but maybe he is actually like a huge Washington Commanders fan and he watches us on YouTube every day.
Yeah.
But again, the brief interaction we had was mostly in Spanish. So I have no idea who he thought I was. It was the weirdest thing because, again, like there were people I was walking out to the field with and they're like, how are you so tight with Poppy? And I was like, I don't know what just happened. It was
amazing.
So weird. It was a wacky.
What's the environment like out there right now at Truist Park?
It's fun, man. I will say my favorite thing about being out here today, the amount of people I've talked to about James Wood who are just marveling at his season. So Kyle Schwarber, who Danny, you remember, we did a bunch of interviews with when he was with the Nats and was awesome to the show. He couldn't have been cooler. I talked to him for 5 or 6 minutes in the dugout. And he said, dude, this James Wood guy, he's like, you guys are in love, aren't you? I said, man, we just can't get enough. And he said, I've never seen a dude hit some of the balls in off the plate to left center the way he does. This is Kyle Schwarber, perennial 40 homer big league bat, saying this. I mean, he was talking about James Wood the way like you and I do, Danny, when we kind of can't fathom exactly how he's pulling it off. He talked about one ball, I don't know if it was against the Phillies or something he had just seen on video or whatever. I don't remember what the specific home run was, but he was saying basically to get his hands in and hit it where he did. He said he's never seen anyone do something quite like it. But that's the kind of conversations out here that I've been having with people, members of the coaching staff talking about how special he is. And you heard the interview. I mean, James was the most James you could ever James. Like, there was a big smile, more than normal, but not much more energy. I said to him, I said, tonight could be awesome for you, man. And he goes, yeah, we'll see. That was his
response. You're like, whoa, calm down, please.
After the interview, I said, no, but seriously, like, this is an amazing thing for you. And he's like, yeah, it'll be cool. He's just so chill. It's crazy.
Grant Paulson with us live from Truist Park down in Atlanta. So what are you expecting from him tonight?
You know, every time he's had an opportunity, I feel like he's risen to the occasion, right? He is such a slow heartbeat guy, such a comfortable guy on a big stage. I don't know why he wouldn't show well. The other thing is this ballpark, if we're being frank. I mean, this is tailor-made for a left-handed bat. I think most people are predicting that a lefty would win this thing. The chop house for people up in the Truist Park is kind of like that elevated area and right where the ball soars on line drives. Watching him in batting practice, I mean, he was just terrorizing people with one missile after another. It's like a little seating area out there. I actually think it's more likely, even though the down the left field line is a little bit shorter, it's a shorter fence, or a little bit further, like 325 down the right field line. So I think it'll be a lefty that wins this thing. I think he's got a really good chance. And what's going to help him, he's going first, which I hate. I wish he was hitting anywhere else of the eight hitters. He'll be the first guy to bat tonight. But they're not doing the terrible bracket thing where, like, you could go nuts and be eliminated because the guy you're facing had one more. So the top four home run hitters move on. Hopefully that helps them. And I'm trying to talk myself into going first, maybe being a good thing because it's so hot out here tonight as well. But I'd prefer if he was going a little deeper into the evening.
Who's his biggest threat, you think? I like this whole field. I think it's going to be a fun one tonight. But who do you think is the biggest threat?
Is it a cop-out to go Cal Raleigh, Tobes?
No.
I mean,
the guy who pays for 80 bombs? No.
I didn't even know this. So he's got 38 homers. Only Bonds with 39 has ever had more at the break. Like, that's wild to me. What a stat. I think Raleigh is in the mix. A lot of people are going with Matt Olson because it's his home ballpark, so he's ultra comfortable. He takes BP here all the time. And he's the only guy of the eight players in the home run derby field who has actually hit in a derby before. And I do think that matters. Because, like, James, even when we were just kind of talking off the interview, like, there's certain things about it where you're not really sure until you do it in terms of how to use the timeout and some of the functionality things. And I think Olson probably has a beat on that. So that wouldn't shock me. But I guess I would say Cal Raleigh. I mean, the guy I'm really, really interested in watching that I think in the same way as James Wood, like, helps his star rise the most tonight is Junior Caminero, the 23-year-old slugger from the Rays. Right-handed bat, which doesn't rule him out, but I do think makes it maybe a little bit more complicated. Here in Atlanta, because in left center, about maybe 50 feet from the foul line, is the deepest part of the park, essentially, like hardest to hit it out, kind of jets out into a triangle. Dead center is only 400. I think you can go there. That'll help James Wood as well, because, you know, his swing, even in BP, is tailor-made to hit some balls over top of the second base bag.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah.
GP, got to broaden it here. Before I let you jump, as someone that follows prospects, minors, majors, the whole nine yards, what have you made so far of the Nationals draft, kind of both the player that they took and maybe big picture what it means?
I really, really liked what they did. Like, we talk about this all the time, Danny. It's such a crapshoot in every draft, in every sport, but especially in baseball, because you're drafting high schoolers, teenagers. There's no harder sport to get to the pinnacle of and to be good at than Major League Baseball. So when we're talking about 17, 18-year-old high schoolers, which they went heavy with early, you're throwing darts. But I think the philosophy was awesome. I loved the Eli Willis pick. That was not a pick that they made because they could save money. I think that was a feature, not a bug, so to speak. Like, that was the icing on the cake to their favorite player in the draft. And I talked to multiple teams today who told me he was the number one player on their board. Like, that's a thing that some people thought. He's a more complete player with more average or better major league tools when it's all said and done, maybe, than Ethan Holliday, who's got the bigger power. And the question is, will Willits grow in to any legitimate power to help him reach some stardom? But going with him at one made a lot of sense to me. I was surprised they did it because it's bold for an interim general manager to not take one of the bigger names and the bigger stars in Cade Anderson or Ethan Holliday, but I loved it. So that was kind of my thought on that pick. And the other thing it did is, by saving a little bit of money there, which everyone kind of perceived, it seems like, as being cheap, that's not how the draft works. Like, you still spend the money.
Right, the slot's
the
slot,
yeah. You just get to spend it on later picks. So they, if you look at what they did from picks three, you know, third round through fifth round, they took three high schoolers, including a couple of pitchers who are massive high ceiling, depending on where you're looking, like top 50 to 75 prospects in the class that shouldn't have probably been available and got pushed down the board because the Nats were able to pay them more than other teams. So I think the strategy was brilliant. I thought they executed it well. And much of the rest of the draft in some ways is now like, just let's see if anything sticks. But I think the first half dozen or so rounds specifically gives them a chance to add some real pieces. They also went college bat, power heavy early. You took, you know, the catcher who had the most home runs in the nation this year with 26 and was the highest WAR catcher in college baseball in the sixth round. And they also got, you know, a 70 power potential option out of the SEC at South Carolina. You know, doesn't do a whole lot other than hit home runs, but I thought that was nice to sprinkle in some guys who could move a little quicker and hit for power for a system. Remember, that's devoid of it. I mean, only there's no team that has had the fewer number of home runs hit than the Nationals by their own draft picks since 2015, and they're 72 home runs fewer than anybody else. The second worst team is the Pirates. So at some point, you got to draft some power, and I thought they did that, sprinkled in with the high upside high schoolers.
Jeeps, appreciate you joining us, man. Have fun out there in Atlanta. Enjoy the Derby tonight, and tell James not to get too excited and not to go too crazy at the Waffle House tonight.
Are people fired up? Do you guys get the sense that in town people care a lot about Wood and the Derby tonight?
I think there's a mild buzz. It's probably not as much as it should be, to be honest with you, but it was something where it was like, oh, this will be neat. This is what I'll watch tonight. But I just think it's such a slow time in the sports calendar. People are going to tune in, though. I think if he puts on a show, the whole town will be on fire tomorrow. I really do.
That's the thing, right? Like, it goes one of two ways, probably. There's a chance he gets eliminated in the first four and he was in the Derby and it's a cool story and that's kind of the end of it. But there's also the possibility, like, what if he's the star of the night and he wins this darn thing and he goes on that same list with Bryce and Soto and he's the talk of baseball tomorrow morning? Like, that would be an amazing thing.
That would be a lot of fun for all of us. Enjoy it, buddy. Have fun tonight.
See you, Jeeps.
See you, guys.
There he goes. That is Grant Paulson. Speaking of Grant, we're going to do more Grant right now this minute. Caught up with the other Nationals All-Star, ace pitcher Mackenzie Gore. This is moments ago at Truist Park.
On the field, batting practice ahead of tonight's home run derby, and I found the ace of the Nationals, a first-time All-Star, Mackenzie Gore. What a season for you. I'm sure what a dream come true to be here as an All-Star. Is that reality set in yet as you make the rounds here during BP?
Yeah. It's been fun. Looking forward to James tonight.
see what happens there. So it's been great so far.
James with a chance to show well in this home run derby. I was joking with him that maybe you'll be the guy to bring out the towel and the Gatorade. Have you guys thought about when the timeout should come, how that's going to work?
What was his answer?
He didn't know yet when he was going to burn the timeout, but he said he was hoping you were going to be the towel and Gatorade guy.
Yeah, I think I am. I don't know. Hopefully he gets rolling early, and then he just uses it late, but I don't know how it works. I'm just there for...
So he gets locked in, though. You might have to be like his corner man to tell him when to burn it. If you start to see something, you're like a coach on the field.
Yeah, I have a little more responsibility than I planned on. But it'll be fun to watch him.
So. It's going to be good. It's amazing to me when you get out here. I was talking to Schwarber and a couple guys who I've known from the past in D.C., and they're like, this James Wood dude is ridiculous. The stuff he does. Going back to spring training, you guys have seen this, but yeah. I mean, were there times where you just said, holy bleep, like, how does this dude do this?
I think I told y'all I wasn't going to be surprised by anything he did. Being steady is probably the most impressive thing that he's done. There's been a lot going on, and he's just continued to do his thing, which is very impressive for a 22-year-old.
How about for you? We've been talking the last 3 years about different ways you're trying to improve yourself, and there's more leaps every single year. Where do you feel like you've maybe made the biggest strides in D.C. now?
I think just continuing to improve from the year before, learn from what we're doing, and you got to keep getting better, and it was a good first half and finished strong.
When you look back at the first half, I don't know if you're a numbers guy who like looks at your stats or not, but what are you proudest of in terms of the areas where you've grown?
Obviously the strikeouts were great. We slowed up a little bit in June, but we still were able to get people out in June, which was big, because we just struck out a lot of guys early, and then we're still able to get guys out. But, the walks are down. We're not getting up as many runs at this point. We're controlling what we can control a little better than we did in the past is really what it comes down to, and we just got to continue to do that.
You mentioned the June strikeouts. You got deep into starts, though. Like, you were getting quicker contact. That's a trade-off you might want. But, like, why do you think you went from lead-in major leagues to, like, there were starts where it was a little less than one per inning?
Yeah, I think, there always goes a lot of adjustments. I think the sequencing was off. We got a little predictable. Sometimes you're just not going to strike out 10-plus, I think that comes down to that, too. So, but I think as a whole, we've done a good job of going 6-plus for the most part all year, and we just got to keep doing that.
Mackenzie Gore, the Nationals, with us here on 106.7 The Fan. Is this the top for you in terms of accomplishments in your career so far? How does this stack up? Is your third overall pick, pitching a futures game? Is this kind of the next box to check?
All-Star game is awesome. Something you dream about. So you enjoy this, and then you get back to work this weekend. So,
will you get any downtime at all because of the break here? I mean, I would think you're right back to the ballpark, or how does that work?
A couple days after this, and, then we're right back to it Friday.
Appreciate the time. Thanks.
Yeah. With Mackenzie Gore there at Truist Park. Gore now, kind of to his point, has dropped, and I don't say that.
Falling way down the
way. Yeah, he's fourth in the league in strikeouts.
Way down there.
Fourth in the National League in WAR for pitchers. Mm. So it's going pretty good. Now, the win-loss record, if you ask somebody from the 1920s, that's the major story. It's not for me. He's been excellent.
So my new thing about this, Danny, is the win-loss record really doesn't ultimately matter in terms of what your record is, in terms of telling you whether you're a good pitcher or not. But it tells a pretty big story, right?
Yeah.
Guy's got a 3.02 ERA and he's 4-8. His team's probably not any good. That's what the story tells.
That is correct. Yeah, so he's right there in terms of what you'd want from an ace pitcher. It's kind of all happening in front of our eyes this year. It's a small enough sample still, the first half of the season, where a couple blip starts really knocked his ERA up higher, frankly, than it will settle ultimately. When you look at some of those numbers, fielding independent pitching is lower than his ERA. That's always a sign. It's saying, no, what you could control is going really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the strikeout totals, you look at to his point, the walk totals. Now you're talking, less than 8 hits per 9. Strikeout to walk ratio is excellent. I mean, he's there with some of the best pitchers in baseball.
Been so impressed by his growth this year. The stuff, kind of understanding his mix, I think that's been a big part of it. He talked about some of the predictability and maybe needing to work on some sequencing. We'll see how that translates to the second half. But I've been really impressed how he's honed all that in to go with the mentality and just everything that he's taken a step forward this year. this is kind of what we all dreamed about when they got him in that trade, was can this guy be a dominant ace-type pitcher? And he's shown you that he absolutely can be in the first half this year. Now it's about putting a full year together, because we've seen good stretches before. Now he put together a whole first half. Can he do it again in the second half? But really cool for him to be in Atlanta for the All-Star game.
Put you on the spot here. Give me your home run derby champion tonight.
I'm going to go way out on a limb and go with a guy called, I think his name's James Wood.
Oh, James Wood is your champion.
Yeah, the Waffle House guy.
I think O'Neal Cruz swings too hard and gets too tired. Give me dark horse Brent Rooker.
Ooh.
Just for fun. Brent Rooker wins this thing tonight. But I hope James Wood advances a little bit. We get to see more of him tonight.
What's the farthest home run J-Dub hits tonight?
453. 453 touched.
I think
right center.
I think I said like 470 or something like that.
470. Good Lord.
Let's get crazy.
Tobes, this was fun. Let's party tomorrow.
A lot of fun, man.
For Toby, I'm Danny Bennett. For Ben, for Darius, we'll wish you guys a fond farewell. Linnell Willingham has got overtime tonight. He'll also be streaming. So if you got the stream going, keep the stream going. We're gonna go deep into the evening, give you some live local coverage as James Wood hits nukes down there in Atlanta.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.